Hey, it's Outside the Box, trying to confuse you at every opportunity. Today's topic is, seeing isn't believing. Imagine, for an experiment, you're asked to complete a vision test. Seated in a room with other participants, you're shown a line segment, and then asked to choose the matching line from a group of three segments of different lengths on another piece of paper. The experimenter asks each participant individually to select the matching line segment. On some occasions, everyone in the group chooses the obviously correct line. But at other times, 6 to 8 other participants unanimously declare that a different line is actually the correct match, even though a person would have to be totally stoned or roaring drunk to pick the wrong line. What do you as a subject of the experiment say when several others have picked what is clearly to you the wrong line? Do you go with the flow or stick to your beliefs? That's the experiment Solomon Asch, spelled A-S-C-H, did with male students in the 1950s to see how often subjects would conform to others' position even when they were sure the others were wrong. The experiment was rigged, since only one person was actually the subject. The rest were told ahead of time to pick the wrong line on specific occasions. Surprisingly, or maybe not, 3/4 of subjects in the experiment conformed with the rest of the group at least once, and almost 1/3 consistently chose a line they knew was the wrong one. Why? Some of the subjects of the experiment acknowledged that they feared ridicule or conflict if they expressed a differing opinion, even when their own eyes and mind told them differently. Others felt that fitting into the group was more important than getting the right answer. Or they didn't trust their own intelligence as much as that of others. Even when the experiment involved only 3 or 4 participants contradicting the subject, that was enough for subjects to go with the obviously wrong answer. However, a subject chose the wrong line much less often when at least one other person in the group also supported their opinion. You can call it conformity, herd mentality, groupthink, or whatever fits this scenario. In real life, the stakes are much higher. So-called good Germans during World War II cooperating with the Holocaust, European immigrants slaughtering indigenous people in the Americas, Hutus committing genocide against Tutsis. Group solidarity has its benefits, but not when it's at the expense of what's true or right. What does this say about our society when what's true or false is not as clear-cut? If some loud, powerful, and strong-willed people can't tell right from wrong, and others join the herd and go along with those beliefs, then our world may be headed for a cliff. Can you think of any examples of wrongheadedness and dangerous cliffs we face today? Do you think any of your beliefs are simply reflections of what others around you think, rather than your real opinions? If so, how can you be more true to your own beliefs and think outside the box? I'm Larry Danziger, constantly reevaluating my own beliefs separate from what others think.